Welcome to U.S. Cellular Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Trevor Crowe. Batting second. The right fielder, Shin-Soo Choo. Batting third. The left fielder, Austin Kearns. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Russell Branyon. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Johnny Peralta. Batting sixth. The DH, Travis Hafner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Luis Valbuena. Batting eighth. The catcher, Lou Marson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jason Donald. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mitch Talbot. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Juan Pierre. Batting second. The shortstop, Alexei Ramirez. Batting third. The center fielder, Alex Rios. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Paul Konerko. Batting fifth. The DH, Andrew Jones. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Carlos Quinton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ramon Castro. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Gordon Beckham. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Jason Nix. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jake Peavy. And now, play ball. Trevor Crowe is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Crowe hits a fly ball into center field. Rios settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shin-Soo Choo is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Choo hits a pop-up towards short. Ramirez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Austin Kearns is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Kearns hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Juan Pierre is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Pierre hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Kearns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alexei Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Ramirez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Rios hits a fly ball into left field. Kearns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Konerko hits a fly ball into right field. Chu settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Russell Branyon is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Branyon hits a fly ball into center field. Rios settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Peralta strikes out. Two outs. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hafner hits a fly ball into center field. Rios settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Andrew Jones is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Jones strikes out. One out. Carlos Quinton is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Quinton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Branyon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Quinton for the out. Two outs. Ramon Castro is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Castro hits a pop-up towards third. Peralta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luis Valbuena is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valbuena hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Marson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Marson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jason Donald is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Donald strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Beckham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Branyan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Beckham for the out. One out. Jason Nix batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Nix takes first base on ball 4. Juan Pierre is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pierre is 0-for-1 in the game. Pierre hits a fly ball into left field. Kern settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Peralta fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Trevor Crow is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Crow is 0-for-1 in the game. Crow hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Shin-Soo Chu is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Chu is 0-for-1 in the game. Chu hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Crow moves to second. Austin Kearns is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kearns is 0-for-1 in the game. Kearns hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Crow scores. There goes Chu trying to get to second. Pierre throws the ball into Ramirez who tags Chu for the out. Kearns moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. Russell Branyan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kearns moves to third. Russell Branyan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. The umpire calls a balk on PV Kearns scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Russell Branyan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Branyan is 0-for-1 in the game. Branyan takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Peralta is 0-for-1 in the game. Peralta hits a fly ball into center field. Rio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hafner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hafner hits a fly ball into right field. Quinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Rios is 0-for-1 in the game. Rios hits a ball on the ground towards third. Peralta fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There goes Rios. The throw from Marson and he is safe. Rios steals second. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Konerko is 0-for-1 in the game. Konerko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Donald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andrew Jones is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Donald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos Quinton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Quinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Quinton takes first base on ball 4. Ramon Castro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Castro is 0 for 1 in the game. Castro hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rios scores. Quinton moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Quinton moves to third. Castro moves to second. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Beckham is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckham hits a fly ball into left field. Kern settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luis Valbuena is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valbuena is 0 for 1 in the game. Valbuena hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Marson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marson is 0 for 1 in the game. Marson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Valbuena moves to second. One out. Jason Donald is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Donald is 0 for 1 in the game. Donald hits a fly ball into right field. Quinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Trevor Crowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Crowe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Crowe hits a fly ball into center field. Rios settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jason Nix is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nix is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Nix strikes out. One out. Juan Pierre is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Pierre is 0 for 2 in the game. Pierre hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Donald fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Rios is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rios takes first base on ball 4. Ramirez moves to second. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Konerko is 0 for 2 in the game. Konerko strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Shin-Soo Chu is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Chu is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chu hits a fly ball into left field. Pierre settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Austin Kearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kearns hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Pierre. Kearns reaches second base with a double. Russell Branyan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Branyan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Branyan strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Peralta batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Peralta is 0 for 2 in the game. Peralta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Andrew Jones is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Kearns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos Quinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Quinton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Quinton hits a fly ball into center field. Crow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ramon Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Castro hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Beckham is 0 for 2 in the game. Beckham hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Castro moves to second. Jason Nix is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Nix is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Nix strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hafner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hafner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Valbuena is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Valbuena is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Valbuena hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Pierre. Valbuena reaches second base with a double. Lou Marson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Marson is 0 for 2 in the game. Marson hits a fly ball into left field. Pierre settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Donald is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Donald is 0 for 2 in the game. Donald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nix fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Juan Pierre is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pierre is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pierre bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. 1 out. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Peralta fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Rios is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rios hits a line drive into center field. Crow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Matt Thornton now pitching. Trevor Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Crow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Shin-Soo Chu is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Chu is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Chu hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Austin Kearns is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kearns is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kearns strikes out. 2 outs. Russell Branyan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chu. The throw from Castro and he is safe. Chu steals second. Russell Branyan is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Branyan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Branyan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chu scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Johnny Peralta batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Peralta is 0 for 3 in the game. Peralta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez fields it and throws to second for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chris Perez now pitching. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Konerko is 0 for 3 in the game. Konerko hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andrew Jones is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jones is 0 for 3 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Donald fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Carlos Quinton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Quinton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Quinton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Valbuena settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Jenks now pitching. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hafner is 0 for 3 in the game. Hafner hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Rios. Hafner reaches second base with a double. Luis Valbuena is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Valbuena is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Valbuena bunts towards the mound. Jenks fields it and throws to first for the out. Hafner moves to third. 1 out. Lou Marson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Marson is 0 for 3 in the game. Marson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jason Donald is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Donald is 0 for 3 in the game. Donald strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Kerry Wood now pitching. A.J. Pierzynski pinch hits for Ramon Castro. A.J. Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Pierzynski hits a fly ball into left field. Kearns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Beckham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Beckham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mark Kotze pinch hits for Jason Nix. Mark Kotze is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kotze hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Valbuena scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from US Cellular Park in Chicago.